in charge of your early morning fun. Delighted you could make it by today. It's cold out, 24 degrees, as we broadcast smack dab in the middle of the nation's capital. The cold only adding, well, we're going to find a couple of stiff winos this morning, so be careful. If you see them there sleeping in front of your place, they may not be asleep. They may be straight lined out. Signal 7 on a slab. Signal 7, God, it's been a long time since I've used that terminology. It's been a long time since I heard the leather creak. It's been a long time since I knew the flavor. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, it's early morning. You're sitting there in the corner of the Beltway, running your radar, when suddenly a hot-looking dame blows by you about 90 miles an hour in a Firebird. You hit the gas and you are in pursuit! You pull that thing over and you can see the tears in her eyes. She says, "Oh God, officer, oh God, I've got so many tickets already, I just can't have another one." "Can I see your license and registration, please, ma'am?" She said, "Oh, please, officer, please, please. I just can't stand another ticket. I can be very persuasive." You look at her and she does look good. So you say, "Okay, baby, show me how persuasive you can be." And you just kind of lean your arms across the roof of that car as she hits the button and lowers her window a little bit. Your lieutenant drives by as you're standing there. He says, "Everything okay?" You just say, "Uh-huh." He says, "Okay, well, I'll meet you for lunch at the Dunkin' Donuts." You say, "Uh-huh." Well, in the middle of it all, her husband wakes up and says, "My God, what's going on here?" You look at him and say, "Snake bite. Now shut up and lie down." Well, he hops out of the back seat and says, "Dolores, Dolores, what's going on? Am I crying out loud?" He climbs out the passenger side of the car and starts raining ineffectual blows against your massive back. You wait till the time is right and then give him a shove right out and across three lanes of the Beltway. Watch it, hot dog! Comes reeling back as you scrape him off the ground and throw him back in the back seat, hemorrhaging all over the place. Then you say, "All right, baby, I'm fixing to enjoy my Shangri-La." She says, "I don't know if I can." You say, "You better. It's a $500 fine for littering." And when you're done, she's humiliated. Her husband is hematomated, and you have the audacity, as they drive away, to smile, tip your hat, and say, "Y'all come back now, here?"